And now with a look back at the week in Virginia politics, here's WCVE government reporter Saraya Wintersmith and Richmond Times-Dispatch political columnist Jeff Shapiro.
Thanks, Phil, and good morning, Jeff. Happy Good Friday to you.
And good Friday to you, Saraya.
A number of things going on this week in Virginia's political scene. This morning, one of the biggest news stories is obviously the debate that happened last night at Liberty University. We saw the three men competing for the Republican Party's nomination in the race. Republican National Committee Chair, former Republican National Committee Chair Ed Gillespie, Prince William County Board of Supervisors Chair Corey Stewart, and Virginia State Senator Frank Wagner, obviously trying to distinguish themselves from the Democratic Party. But Jeff, I think we saw each man trying to distinguish themselves from one another last night.
Yes, in a setting of some significance, Liberty University, founded by the late Reverend Jerry Falwell. This is a sacred ground, so to speak, for religious, cultural, and social conservatives within the Republican Party. They comprise a very muscular component of the Republican coalition. Clearly an opportunity for Stewart, Gillespie, and Wagner to reach to these important voters. There were lots of zingers. Corey Stewart rolling out again his appellation for Ed Gillespie, establishment Ed. And Ed Gillespie, by the way, the professional talker, someone who was hired by important interests to tell their stories, firing back with one that was particularly pithy. He said, "Google Corey Stewart lies." And of course, there's been a good deal of talk within the Republican primary campaign over false news, fake news, as particularly as advanced by Trump sound alike Corey Stewart. The issue that seemed to generate the greatest amount of debate was the Ed Gillespie tax cut. Gillespie is proposing an across-the-board reduction in the state income tax that would take out of the budget about $1.5 billion. Not a lot, considering Virginia has an economy of about $500 billion. But how Republicans chose to respond to it was particularly interesting. Corey Stewart accusing Gillespie of being somewhat sheepish, not going far enough in terms of advancing tax reduction. And Frank Wagner, the only one of the three candidates with experience in state government, a longtime member of the General Assembly, saying it is fiscally irresponsible to talk about cutting taxes. And of course, Wagner is running to some degree on a proposal to raise taxes, particularly to strengthen the state's transportation system.
Over on the Democratic side, we saw both of the men competing for that party's nomination, Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam and former Congressman Tom Perriello, spending parts of the week courting voting groups that might prove crucial to their victory, both in the primary 2 months from now and then moving forward in November.
Indeed, important voting groups within the Democratic Party. Ralph Northam spending a lot of time with African Americans. He was in Henrico County here in the Richmond area meeting with the pastors of African American churches. The church remains an important conduit to the African American vote. He also had a scrimmage of sorts with a former NBA standout, Big Ben Wallace, who's an alumnus of Virginia Union University in Richmond, a historically black school. Tom Perriello, freshly endorsed by Bernie Sanders, is going after the Sanders vote. And he's been spending a lot of time this week on college and university campuses trying to mobilize that Sanders vote. Sanders did very well in university and college towns in the Virginia 2016 presidential primary, even though he got his clock cleaned by Mrs. Clinton. It is not entirely clear whether these people, whether these younger voters are going to even be around in June. It's after the school year closes, but Perriello is pressing for their support nonetheless.
All of this, of course, is happening after the Quinnipiac poll was released Tuesday, and it gave us a number of insights on social issues and also how candidates might stack up one against another. I think the biggest, or perhaps one of the biggest takeaways, is just, as the assistant director put it, that the heavy front runner is undecided.
Correct. In both parties. 51% of primary voters say they are undecided. That said, Ed Gillespie is out front on the Republican side. A distant second, Corey Stewart, and a very distant third, Frank Wagner. On the Democratic side, Perriello is ahead, but it is a negligible lead of Ralph Northam. And again, 51% undecided. Polls are curiosities. They can shape campaign buzz. And certainly within the Democratic Party, that Northam is trailing and also was trailing somewhat in fundraising despite a big $500,000 contribution that kind of artificially lifted his fundraising, and an advantage he had that Northam didn't, being able to raise money during the legislature. That's contributing to this notion that Perriello is on the march.
Jeff, we are out of time. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks so much. We will check in again next week.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You as well.